Take your Bible. Turn to Matthew chapter number 9. Matthew chapter number 9. We'll begin reading at verse 27 this evening. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27. The Bible said, "When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him. And Jesus saith unto him, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged him, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out devils through the prince of the devils." I want to preach this evening just a little while, if I can, if God be my help, on gifts from the blind men. Amen? Gifts from the blind men. And we see this, and we see in the book of Matthew, and he's assembled and recording the Lord's miracles. And he said, proof that Jesus Christ is the Messiah God. Amen? If you go over and look at Isaiah chapter 35, Isaiah chapter 35, in verse number 4, the Bible says this. He said, And say unto them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He's speaking here of the Holy Spirit. It's been prophesied that the Holy Spirit of God will come. Now listen to this, verse number 5. He said, "That eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing." Amen. Glory to God. So we see that this was prophesied, and what we're seeing here is prophesied that when the Messiah comes, that this would be what would take place. This would be what would happen when He comes. Amen. Because there's nothing impossible with God, right? He's able to do all things. So we see this. If you look back just a little bit, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, Matthew says this. He said, "When the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick." Did you get that? There's one word here that we need to be able to get a hold of. It said, and he healed all that were sick. So what it meant, it didn't matter what they were sick from, that Jesus Christ healed all those that were sick. Now watch verse 17. Here it is. It said, "That it might be fulfilled which spoken by Isaiah the prophet, that I just read in your hearing, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Amen? Praise God. So we see this is prophesied, this prophecy being fulfilled, and Matthew's assembling these and recording them, the magnificent miracles of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He performed them in our hearing. And we see here this story of these blind men. The gift that these blind men give to you. Well, Pastor, what gifts could blind men give us? Amen. Praise God. I want to show you here in just a minute. Just a moment time tonight, if you'll just hang in here and we'll do this. We see the difficulty, number one, the difficulty of their task when Jesus departed thence. Amen. And when Jesus was departing. So you see, these fellas, they're blind. They can't see. So how are you going to follow Jesus if you can't see? Amen. They had a difficult task. You know, we can see, we can hear, we can go about our business in a normal fashion. But these fellas didn't have their eyesight. They couldn't see. When Jesus departed, they didn't know where He was going. Amen. But they still chose to follow Jesus, praise God. The gift that these give them is that the difficulty, even though the difficulty that they might have in following the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they followed Him anyway. We get caught up in our world and our woes and our woes, and we think, well, you know, I would like to follow Jesus, but, amen. You know what we do? We just make excuses. One of these days, our excuses, our time for excuses will be over. Amen. If these blind men, because praise God, what they give us the gift of that desire, praise God, to follow Jesus. as he was departing, praise God, they were seeking answers. They said, hey, where's he going? They was listening for the crowd, praise God. They was listening to see what was happening. They with difficulty were trying to pursue the Lord. And us in our own feeble way, we'll say that we're going to try to pursue the Lord, that we're going after Jesus. But praise God, a lot of times we never do. Amen. We never truly desire to follow Jesus. Why was they different from me and you? Because they had a desire to follow Jesus. They heard what Jesus could do. They believed, praise God, and they began the difficult task of trying to get to Jesus. Amen. It's not always going to be easy to get to the Lord. There's always going to be obstacles in your way. There's always going to be people that's trying to hinder you. Amen. There's going to be things that'll get in your way to keep you from getting to where God would have you to be. There's going to be things that'll get in the way of where you would like to be with God. Amen. But we can overcome those, praise God, just like these fellows. Praise God. The gifts that these blind men give us, praise the Lord, in that difficult task of getting the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was departing, praise God, they were desiring in their hearts to be with Jesus. That makes all the difference in the world. And we see that there was two of them. Amen? They was two blind men. Now, a lot of times if you read, people say, well, that's the same story they done in Mark chapter 8, where there was a blind man that Jesus touched his eyes, he was healed. That was just one man. So I'm telling you, that was two different occurrences. The same type of faith, but praise God, two different occurrences. At least we have two men. And we see, praise God, not only the difficult task, but the agreement in their faith. They agreed in faith, praise God, that no matter what Jesus done, where he went, that they needed to be with Jesus. That they need to be in the close proximity of where he was. And they agreed together, praise. Hey, listen, if we're ever going to get help from the Lord, we're going to have to be in the close proximity to where he is. Amen. He said if we'd draw nigh to him, he'd draw nigh to us. We have to be seeking our, praise God, that difficult task of getting close to him, praise God. Hey, listen, these blind men could. And if two blind men could get to Jesus, surely to God, us seeing people can. Amen. We not only hear about the miracles of God, we've seen the miracles of God. We've seen the power of God. We've seen the mighty hand of God. We've seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We know what he did on the cross of Calvary for us. Praise the Lord. So we just use his example, praise God. And we agree together in faith like these fellows did. Praise God. The two men followed him. Praise the Lord. So we see their difficult task. We see that they agreed in faith. Amen? They agreed in faith. They just said, well, you know, we don't know what could happen. They said, but no, they did. They knew what. They said, you know what? If we could just get to Jesus, we know that he's able to do all things. Amen? If you ever get to Jesus, praise God, you just crawl up in his lap, snuggle up in his bosom, he's able to do anything that you need in your life. You say, preacher, I don't know. You know, I've had a lot of failure in my life. Yeah, but that's all about us. That ain't about him. Oh, I said, it's all about us. It ain't about him, praise God. He's never failed in anything he's endeavored to do. He'll only fail when we won't let him do for us that he wants to do. Amen. We got to be involved, praise God. It may be difficult. It may be hard, but God Almighty will help us if we'll let him. If we'll agree together. Don't the Bible say we're two or three together in his name, he'd be in the midst? Amen. So he'd be there with us. Now I know that text, if you read it and study it, he's talking about it in discipline. Amen. But praise God, hey, he'll also be with us, praise God, in faith when we put our trust in him. These two blind men agreed together in faith that they was going to get to Jesus. They was not going to let anything stand in their way. I don't know about you, but we've had the last couple of weeks trying to get to the tent meeting every night, working all day, doing what you got to do to keep a house going, and trying to get to the camp. There's a lot of obstacles gets thrown up. Amen? A lot of opposition. But praise God, if you've got that desire in your heart, praise God, and you've done set your heart on having a time and a meeting with God, God will get you there. He'll show up, praise God, when you get there. Praise the Lord, he'll help us. So they had it. So they had an agreeable faith. Not only did they have agreeable faith, they took an incredible risk. They put themselves out there. Amen. Now you got to figure two blind men. They had a comfort zone. Hello? Somebody say amen. They had a comfort zone. If you're blind, you can't see. You have a comfort zone, a place, a familiarity where you hang out most of the time. Amen? And these fellows, probably by occupation, were beggars. You see, there was no opportunity to learn a skill and put their skill to work. So most of the blind were beggars. They begged for a living. They had their place set up. They had their familiar place where they knew where they could get around, praise God, without any help. But these two fellows, praise God, they took an incredible risk and said, you know what? Praise God. He said, we're going to just go with Jesus. We're going to step out of our comfort zone. We're going to put ourselves out there and we're just going to follow Him. And knowing, praise God, well, glory. Now He'll lead us in the right direction. He'll lead us, praise God, we're going to get help. He'll lead us a place of hope. Praise God, He'll lead us in a place of comfort. He'll lead us in a place of healing. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but that's the God I serve. That's the one who loves me. That's the one that said He'd be there with me. He would help me every day. They stepped out on faith. They stepped out. They took a risk. Amen. Stepped out of their comfort zone to follow Jesus. I wonder how many of us tonight would be willing to step out of our comfort zone, Brother Kevin, to follow Jesus. Amen. Our comfort zone, that familiar place. Not only did they enter into an incredible risk, but they began to cry aloud. Amen. Say, crying aloud, praise God. They said, saying, thou, the Son of David, have mercy on us. Hey, listen, that didn't go well with the Pharisees. That wouldn't go well with the Sadducees. Because they were proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, as the promised Messiah. Amen. Why the world was disannulling, why the world was trying to get away with Him and do away with Him, trying to ignore Him. These two blind people that couldn't see, praise God, were seeing better than them all. They were seeing Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord God of heaven. They were seeing Him as the righteous Son of David. The Messiah, the anointed one of God. They cried out. They took the risk. They stepped out of their comfort zone. And they cried out, thou Son of David. Thou Son of David. The Messiah of God. Amen. And I'm sure you can hear about other places that the people rebuked them. They tried to quieten them down. They tried to make them shut up. Amen. Be quiet. But they, it said the Bible says, it's explicit. It says they cried out. That has an essence of crying and just keep crying. They took a risk, praise God. They stepped out on faith. They went outside their comfort and they cried out to God. I wonder what happened for the church tonight. We'd step out of our comfort zone and cry out to God. Amen. With an earnest and a sincere heart. Cry out to Him for His help this evening. Praise God, incredible risk. Amen. But the incredible satisfaction, praise God, of being, praise God, going into the throne room of grace. Amen. But not only did they have take an incredible risk, but they had an extraordinary persistence. I mean, theirs was an extraordinary persistence. They didn't give up. They didn't quit. The Bible says in He said, and when he was come into the house, verse 28, the blind men came to him. Amen. Hey, they didn't stop by the side of the road. They didn't stop down there. They didn't just follow him a little ways, praise God, and give up. They didn't follow him just a little ways and quit. That's what most church people do. You know, we get saved and we'll get in, but we're excited for a little while. We'll follow Jesus for a little while and the excitement wears off and we quit. We get out. We quit coming. We quit following Jesus, Brother Bobby. Amen. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Praise God. They ought to be an extraordinary persistence in our Christian life. Well, one that goes above and beyond, praise God, anything else that we've ever been persistent about. Now, we have the availability to be persistent. Amen? You don't believe that? You take a little old youngin' that sees a cookie that they love in the cookie jar. They'll aggravate mama to death till they get one. Amen? You ain't gonna tell me that people can't be persistent. Because from a little child, we learn to be persistent in what we want. And we go after it. And we'll go after it. And we go after it till we get it. Amen? Our persistence, that's the way it ought to be with the Lord. He said when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. Amen? So he didn't hang out beside the road. They come into the house where Jesus was. Amen? They fumbled until they found the door. They asked questions till they found the door. They sought for Jesus till they found the door. Amen? They wasn't going to be dissuaded just because they was on the outside and he was on the inside, praise God. They said when he was in the house, they found their way to Jesus. They were persistent in their approach. Amen? Praise God. The blind man came to him. Praise the Lord. Extraordinary persistence in these two blind men. That's what they give, the gift of persistence. The gift of taking a risk, stepping out of our comfort zone. The gift of taking a difficult task. It can be hard to deal with. But we can when we agree in faith that we're just going to go with Jesus. Amen. We're going to make Jesus our decision. Praise God. You know what that shows? That shows an incredible faith. The faith that they had in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, Jesus said unto them, verse 28. Now watch this. He said, believe ye that I am able to do this. Amen. Jesus asks them a question. He said, do you believe, you fellows believe that I'm able to do what you're asking me to do? Do you believe that I'm able to restore your sight? I was sitting at the camp meeting the other night, Friday night. Sitting at the camp meeting and they had the altar call and some people went up and they come back. And when I noticed when the man come back with the, I guess it was his wife, I realized that she was blind. And she went to the altar and she come back and her tears was red. Her face was red and her face was streaked from tears where the tears had been running down her face. And she come back, and when the fellow brought her to the chairs, they went down the line chair, and when he said, here's your chair. She went and sat down, and she missed one, and she ended up sitting down in two. And she felt around till she could get over in a single chair, and she sat there. Amen. She sat there, and the tears was flowing down her face. I said, oh, God, help her. Amen. I had to pray. I said, oh, God, would you please touch her, Lord, if it be. Do again, God, what you've done in days of old. If she needs a Savior, if she's request her sight, Lord, give her back her sight. Amen. Glory to God. God's able. He said, believe you that I'm able to do this. I believe with all my heart that God's able, above able, praise God, to do this. Amen. Praise God. But their incredible faith, they say this. They say, yes, yea, Lord. They say, yes, Lord. We know, praise God, that you are the Son of God, that you are the Messiah of God. We need to remember who Jesus is. He's no common man. He's not somebody that can't do anything. He is God Almighty in the flesh, and he sat at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, to take care of his little children, to give us that we need. Amen. Praise God, at a time when we need it. He said, I believe you that I'm able to do this. They said unto him, yes, Lord. Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it so. Amen. According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, do you believe I can? And they said, yes, Lord. They said, yes, Master. Yes, Messiah. Yes, God. We know that you're able to do all things. That's why we've been so persistent. That's why our faith is so incredible, praise God, is because we know that you can. I'm afraid today we're living in a day in our fantasy world where we don't really believe God can. Amen. We don't pray believing. That's why we're not receiving. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. We do not believe God can. I want to tell you on the precious word of God that He can. Bible says that the Jeremiah said there's nothing impossible with God. And if we believe He can, praise God, we know that He can. Amen. He said, then touch the ear of their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said, you've come this far. Amen. You've come this far. Incredible faith has brought you this far. Incredible faith has brought you out of your comfort zone. It's put you on a path, praise God, that leads you to Jesus, that's brought you into the house, brought you into where He's at. He said, and it's that going to be that same incredible faith, praise God, that's going to get you the answer that you're requesting. It's going to get you that desire that you have. Amen. And touch either eye, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. Amen. Praise God. It's amazing. Ain't it amazing what faith can do? Amen. I said, ain't it amazing what faith can do? Amen. We won't say, well, this happened, that happened, but we don't ever give God the glory. Tell you, God hears and answers our prayers. We ought to give Him praise. We know what He's done here in this place. We've seen Him do the miracles He's performed. Amen. You're sitting in the pew today because of what God has done in your life. How God has touched you physically, spiritually, mentally, praise God. We are here today in the presence of God Almighty because of the faith that we have to believe that He did. And He can. Praise God, all things impossible to Him. So we see a great, incredible faith, the gift of great, incredible faith that these blind men give us. My faith, praise God, is because of people like them. And it's because of their great witness. Had a great witness, amen. Lord Jesus Christ. He said, when their eyes was opened, Jesus straight charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Amen. Now that's kind of weird for Jesus to say that, ain't it? And if we ain't careful, we'll get messed up and say, well, He didn't want people to have the gospel. That ain't what it's about. Amen. It was about the healing ministry. Said He didn't care for them knowing that He was the Messiah, the Son of God. That didn't bother Him. Because if you notice, hey, when the demons of hell called Him out, he rebuked them, told them, hush. But when these blind men were following, they were crying out, calling Him the Son of God, the Son of David, the Messiah, the God of glory. He didn't rebuke them. Amen. Praise God. Because he wanted that witness. But He didn't want it just on the principle of His ability to heal. Amen. His miracles of healing. He didn't want people to just come because of the healing. Because of what they could get. He wanted to come to them because they loved Him. Because He was the Son of God. Amen. He said that no man know it. No, He said, don't go tell them about the miracle. Don't tell them what great things I've done for you. Just tell them about how good Jesus is. Amen. They come for the reason to see the Son of God, not for just the healing ministry that we're doing. Amen. But now watch this. He said, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad His fame in all that country. You get something that big from Jesus, you can't, hey, we shouldn't be able to help from telling it. Amen. I tell all over the place, praise God, people get talking about Jesus. I begin telling about the miracles that took place in Stony Fork Baptist Church. What God's done for us, praise God. I brag on Jesus. I give Him all the glory for it. Amen. People start saying, well, they went to Dr. Spock, and Dr. Spock, hey man, what Dr. Spock is Dr. Jesus. Amen. He said they was giving glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming all that He had done. And they spread abroad His fame all over the place. That great witness that they had, that's what God gives. Each blind man give us that gift of a witness. To brag on Jesus Christ, to magnify His name above all names. It says, as they went out, behold, they brought to Him a dumb man possessed with a devil. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read it, it says, but they, when they departed, spread abroad His fame in all the country. And as they went out, now I haven't seen that they changed personage here. That they brought a dumb man possessed with a devil. Amen. So I don't know about you, I can see in my mind's eyes, they're going out there, they're praising God, they're giving God glory, and they run across this deaf man, possessed with devil, praise God, and they see him, they say, whoa, wait a minute. They grab him. One blind man grabs him by one arm. One grabs him by the other arm. They march him back in there to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He said, come on, son, you got to go with us. Hey, man, he may not have wanted to go. He may not know that he needed to go. But praise God, they were persistent. They were faithful. They done had a witness of Jesus Christ, what he had done for them. And they weren't taking no for an answer. Amen. That's sort of the way we are today. We realize we know what God's done for us. We ought to be taking no for an answer. Amen. They gathered him up, took him in there. When the devil was cast out, the demons out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying it was never so seen in Israel. Amen. The multitudes marveled, and the Pharisees was mad. Amen. Because they were seeing the mighty power of God that's taking place here in this situation. Because of the gifts of these blind men. Who would have ever thought that blind men could give us the gift, all these great gifts, what they had in them because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus asked them a question, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Amen. Do you believe? Verse 20, he said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? I wonder if Jesus listened to me. Listen to me, I'll hush. Jesus asked you that question today. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? What do you need the Lord to do for you tonight? What do you need from heaven, God, this evening? How is your situation? How's your family? How's your relationships? How's things going? How's your life running? Jesus asked you this evening himself. Praise God. Believe that I am able to do this. If he asked you that question, do you believe I'm able to do this? Whatever you need. Amen. I said, well, preacher, I know he does a lot of things, but he can't do what I need. He can't? That's unbelief. No wonder God's not answering our prayers because we're caught in unbelief. The Bible said there's nothing, Brother Charles, impossible with God. He's able to do all things and do it well, I might say. We have a witness, a testimony of all these in the Word of God. That's why Matthew compiled this record so we can see the mighty hand of God. Amen. He said, believe that I'm able to do this. Do you believe tonight, this evening, do you believe God's able to do all things and do them well? Amen. You believe he's able to take care of your situation, your circumstance, and do what needs to be done in it? Amen. Praise God. We just got to believe. We got to ask him because he's able to do all things. Amen. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? If Jesus asked you a question, let me ask you a question. What would be your reply? What would you say? Amen. So, well, you know, he hollered around, well, Lord, I just don't know. It's such a difficult thing. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Our reply ought to be, yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. You believe I'm able to do this? You ought to be unequivocally, yes, Lord. I know that you're able to do all exceedingly abundantly above anything I could ask or expect. Amen. He said, Pastor, you really believe? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't believe, I'd shut this book, go to the house, and give her up. But I believe, praise God, with all my heart that God's able to do all things because he said he was. Amen. He said there's nothing impossible with him. And the gifts that we have from these blind men are absolute proof. It's a witness to us that God Almighty, praise God, if we'll just believe, he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said, what brought you to me, praise God, is what's going to deliver that you need to you. Amen. That faith, believing, trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. It'll make that happen in your life. Amen. And you say, well, Pastor, why would God do that? Because it brings glory to his name. Hello? When we see God do miracles, we got to see God perform in our lives that he does. And we begin to lift him up. That's why we don't see it much. Because God knows that he's going to do it and you ain't going to praise him. You ain't going to give him glory. You ain't even going to recognize it. You say, boy, wasn't that luck? Amen. I want to tell you that they ain't no luck to it. It's God Almighty, praise God, that does that in our lives. Amen. It's not luck. It's not a half chance, praise God. It is the Lord God moving in our lives. And see, we see through the gifts of these blind men the power of an Almighty God. We see through the things that God has done for us individually, the power and the hand of an Almighty God. And boy, I don't know about you, but we ought to be gathered together and worshiping every chance we get, giving Him praise, giving Him glory, giving Him honor, because He deserves it. Amen. He deserves every bit of it. I bet those two, I guarantee you those two blind men, praise God, they still praising the Lord. I bet that dumb man, praise God, is full of devil, I guess. I guarantee he's still praising the Lord. Amen. They can't help it, and they didn't care. He said they were broadcasting it all over. His fame was spread abroad to all the country. Amen. Who Jesus is. Praise God. And they began to grab one and grab another and praise God. Because come on, let's go see Jesus. Oh, you've got what? That's what's wrong with you? That ain't nothing. Come on, let's go see Jesus. Did I ever tell you what Jesus done for me? Amen. Praise God, let's go see Jesus. What He done for me, He can do for you. He's not changed. He's still the same yesterday and forever. Amen. He said, according to your faith. He said, do you believe today? Do you believe? Amen. That these gifts of God given that this blind men give us, gifts from the blind men, praise God, they're still just as real today as they were back then. Because He's still the same God. Amen. He's still doing the same things. Our life's difficult. We have failures in our life, not because of Him, but because of us. Amen. We ought to be taking it to the Lord in prayer. We ought to be asking God, believing that He'll help us. We ought to be taking risks. We ought to be persistent in our approach. Amen. Just go and keep going, praise God, till God answers. And believing, praise the Lord, through our persistence that God will hear. And we know if God hears us that we have those petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. 1 John. That we have those petitions, that we have those things that we need, those things that we desire in the world today. Amen.